Thank you and good morning. Impairment is being considered a factor in the investigation into a vehicle versus pedestrian collision in Eureka on Saturday that claimed the life of 72-year-old Odum Duangdoa, who was struck by a vehicle while crossing the street at McCullen and Broadway. Police believe the victim was struck by a full-sized Ford van that was headed northbound. Anyone with information or who may have witnessed the collision is asked to contact Eureka Police. A 24-year-old Massachusetts woman died in a kayaking accident on the Eel River on Sunday after her kayak got caught in rough water and became stuck under the McCann Bridge on the Eel. Samantha Dweck was part of a larger group that had spent the day kayaking on the river when she and a companion were swept under the bridge. Dweck overturned and was unable to be rescued in time. Humboldt Bay Fire has reported to the Eureka Police Department the results of its investigation into a house fire that destroyed a residence on Summer Street. That fire has been determined to be a case of arson. There were no occupants in the building and no injuries reported after firefighters spent several hours on scene. The fire was started by an incendiary device, and a criminal investigation has been opened. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and the board will reappoint two members to the Planning Commission for another term. Both Ben Shepard of the 5th District and Dave Edmonds of the 1st have agreed to serve another term that will expire in 2019. Shepard was reappointed by Ryan Sundberg and Edmonds by Rex Bone. The Supes are also expected to approve a request from the Planning and Building Department to defederalize $35,000 in state community development grants from a restricted fund to an unrestricted fund. Those funds are loaned to prospective homeowners or businesses that are looking to expand, and when repaid, the money goes into a restricted fund, but amounts under $35,000 can be made unrestricted by the county for other housing needs. The board is also expected to approve a request from Public Works for grant funding from the California Federal Lands Access Program. Much of Humboldt County lands are federally owned and are only accessible by county roads, and those roads need maintenance. The Public Works request of $10,000, if approved, would provide the capital for the County Public Works Department to perform repair work on roads located on those federal lands or adjacent to them. Public Works is focused on three specific roads, Titlow Hill, Bald Hills, and Chemise Mountain, where road repair work and improvements are to be made. Caltrans is searching for a solution to fixing or building around the last chance grade altogether, and Caltrans officials are seeking public input about any future plans for the troubled stretch of road. A public meeting is scheduled for tonight in Eureka at the Warfinger Building from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. Caltrans officials are seeking public feedback about a permanent solution to the roadway that is built on shifting ground and has cost millions of dollars to maintain. The first meeting was held in Del Norte County on Monday night, and a third meeting is scheduled for Klamath on Wednesday. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka will close a problem motel. Jordan Christmas has more.
The city of Eureka will be closing the Blue Heron Lodge Motel on February 4th, citing that the owners, Floyd and Betty Squires, have failed to secure a valid lodging permit for 2 years as per the city's motel ordinance. The city of Eureka also cited that the motel continues to place too much burden on emergency services, averaging more than 6 calls per room annually for crimes such as disturbing the peace, drug dealing, and fighting. This average is the highest of the 32 motels in Eureka. The Blue Heron makes up 1% of the total motel rooms in Eureka, but generates 11% of the total emergency calls. It was also said that the property continues to have numerous building code violations, ranging from broken heaters to cockroach infestation, and despite multiple warnings from the city, the owners have failed to make changes.
Thank you, Jordan. A be-on-the-lookout has been issued to law enforcement agencies in the region regarding two suspects wanted in connection with the armed robbery of a Subway sandwich shop in Willow Creek on Saturday night. An employee told deputies that the pair, a man and a woman, entered the store just after 8 o'clock and the man pulled out a gun and demanded money. They fled the scene in a white SUV and the woman was later identified as 32-year-old Hoopa resident Michelle Hunsucker. The man remains unidentified at this time and both remain at large. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.